Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time and your energy. We are so busy these days with tons of stimuli everywhere, and I never take it for granted that you connect with this program and that you're choosing to energetically participate in this information. So thank you. And the thank yous will continue because this show is all about gratitude and how you can connect to gratitude anytime, anywhere, every area of life, regardless of what is happening outside of you, regardless of what the situation is or the story is. You can always be grateful for something. So I'm going to share with you some insights around gratitude and consciousness. Consciousness is one of my passions. It is what I continually share and write about. I have a lot of information for you on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Tons of free resources. I also offer some affirmations, some meditations, spiritual insights, channeled information. If you're new to the show, I invite you to check out ConsciousCoolChic.com because that will give you more background about me and what I offer. Essentially, I am an intuitive, an author, an astrologer, and a spiritual teacher, and I just love sharing, speaking, communicating, and ultimately empowering you to know yourself more. So check out the website. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. I am loving Pinterest. And I hope to connect with you there regularly. I share a variety of information on the website, and I talk about quite a bit of it here on this program. But I want to give you a little bit of an inside sneak peek that every month I have a secret astrology special. And right now for the month of November, it expires November 30th, I'm offering a special on 60-minute phone sessions that talk about 2014 and how that year starts for you. Everyone on my email list gets access to the secret special first, and it's not even on the website yet. I will be up there soon, but I always give priority to everyone on the email list. The link to check out this secret special is here on the Blog Talk Radio show description. It says Current Secret Astrology Special. So if you're looking for information about the upcoming year and the energies that are happening and what's going on, check that out and see if that resonates with you. I want to do a quick astrology update briefly here before we get into our main topic, because today is important in astrological land, we are experiencing Neptune stationing direct. That means Neptune has been retrograde for 5 months. Today it is stationing direct, which is like being in reverse and putting your foot on the brakes. And it's that pause between shifting gears into forward drive. Neptune is going to be picking up speed, if you will. It's not a fast-moving sign, or excuse me, planet, but it's going to start going forward again, which it has not done for 5 months, and this is in Pisces. Your dreams are going to become more energized. Whatever you've been reviewing, internalizing, even anyways you've been escaping or denying, that energy is going to be moving outward. You're going to see it more. It's going to become more inspirational. That's one of the highest energies of Neptune and Pisces, is that we are being inspired by our biggest possible dreams, our ideals, our vision. Some pieces are going to start to come together. Things, the energy around it could become more uplifting for you if you felt like you've been reviewing or having to figure some things out. Neptune and Pisces can be fuzzy and foggy, and you don't have an idea. You can't see it quite clearly. But it also has a lot of healing energy associated with it, a lot of creativity and imagination. So this energy is going to pick up throughout the rest of this year and into 2014. Your dreams could be especially potent right now. Your meditations could be stronger. Your spiritual connections could be opening. It's beautiful energy for awakenings. So it's a really nice transition that's happening right now. It's exact today, November 13th, and it's going to stay in forward motion for a while. Let's see. It doesn't go retrograde again until June. So from now until June, it's time to really tap into the bigger dream you have and how you can make it real in your life. Now, we are done with eclipse season. And by done, I mean done in terms of the calendar days, but the energy continues and builds. So if October and the beginning of November were big for you, I hope you got some breakthroughs. The eclipse energies tend to get triggered later on. So trust your own energy. Trust what you're feeling. Trust your cycles. Trust what needs to go and what is complete, because those were big themes with the recent eclipses. And then the other news is that Mercury turned direct earlier this week and is moving forward, and it's going to pick up the pace by the end of this week. So you might feel that communications are going to be back on track, that things start taking off, your projects that were delayed, any miscommunications, solutions could come forward that you didn't even see. Now, what's cool is that the Mercury in Scorpio right now is trining this Neptune energy that I just spoke about. So there is support here for thinking about your dreams and how you can use them powerfully to take you to the next step. So keep in mind that your words, your thoughts, everything that you're communicating is very strong right now. The fun continues, if nothing else. So I hope that you are able to ground yourself as we move through a lot of water energies right now. A few more announcements really quick. I am going to be the new astrologer in Happiness and Well-Being magazine. Every month I will have a long article for you about the energies of that month. Happiness and Well-Being magazine is excellent. They do great articles about spirituality, career, soul, health, yoga, all kinds of great topics. It's available right now on iTunes, but it will be available for download through other formats. But I just want to give you a heads up that as the new year begins and you are looking for more inspiration, I recommend this magazine. It was an honor that they reached out and asked me to participate, and I, of course, was excited and ready because I think it's a wonderful publication. I want to let you know as well that I have some books, plural books, coming out very soon. And everyone on the email list gets first dibs, if you will. I will be sending out announcements on the email list as well as special pricing that will only be available for a short amount of time. So if you're interested in more of what I am sharing, check out the email list on consciouscoolchic.com. And that's all I'm going to say right now because it's a bigger topic. But my books are going to be worth checking out because I feel that what I am contributing is what many people on a spiritual path are ready to understand. There's going to be dots connected, aha moments, and understanding. It's receiving some great reviews. So just heads up that books are coming, more books are coming. There will be multiple books, and I've already released two books this year. So as you can tell, I'm on the book spree. Now, let's get to our topic. Gratitude. We have areas in our life that maybe you feel stuck in or scared or afraid, uncertain. And these are usually the areas of our lives that need the most peace, love, and gratitude. Those energies that will reduce the inner struggle or tension or conflict or fears. So I'm going to take you through an exercise, and I'd like you to choose one area of your life that has been on your mind the most these days. Hey, maybe you want to choose three areas of your life, whatever feels right for you. I know that for many people, especially the astrology clients that I connect with, career is a big thing right now. What am I supposed to be doing? Why am I experiencing this in my career, or what's happening next, or I don't even know if this is what I want to continue to do. So I'm going to use career as an example as I guide you through this. Now let's start with some essentials here. Gratitude instantly brings us back to our own center, our ability to be present, our ability to be at peace, also connects us to our power. Because from a higher level of consciousness, we are always powerful. There is no such thing as a victim. There's no such thing as a martyr. There's no such thing as any type of separation. You are always powerful in every situation, but your conscious awareness might be preventing you from seeing your power. So by elevating your consciousness, you are elevating your awareness around your personal power. Every single one of us has power in our lives, in every area of our lives. And one of the most basic ways to understand this is through our physical body and your heart. Your heart continues and beat. Your heart has resilience and strength. It is something that we can feel with our hands. Of course, we have other amazing organs, and you know, maybe you put your hand on your arm, your bicep, and if you were to flex, you would feel the strength of your bicep moving. If you put your hand on your throat, you can feel the strength of your vocal cords, of your neck, of the muscles in there. But when you place your hand on your heart, you're connecting with the present moment. Because that's exactly where your heart lives, always. And then it shows up in the next few seconds with a new beat, and a new beat, and a new beat. So your heart will always connect you to your presence and your power. Anywhere you are, you can touch your heart. That doesn't mean you necessarily want to, but you can. You can always just take a moment to ground and center yourself and feel your heart. And as you feel it, say a silent thank you. When you are blessing your body and all the ways it's keeping you in physical form right now, when you are connecting to the power of these amazing machines we call body, our body, you're connecting to you, your own natural energy, but you're also connecting to miracles. We talk about the miracle of birth. Well, yes, that is one miracle, and then we continue to live, and I see it as every day. We're still that miracle. And it's because of our ability to be in this physical body, to have these incredible complex systems within our physical body, because our heart keeps working regardless of what we're doing or if we're sleeping or where we are. It just keeps going. Your heart is a grounding place for your energy. And it's something that we all have. Although you can probably think of people you know that you don't think have a heart. And yet they do, right? It's the difference between the physical heart is different than the emotional heart. But the physical heart is a center and a grounding place for gratitude. So begin with the gift of your heart. And go out from there. And then you notice the gifts of your breath, of your brain, of your arms, of your feet, of your body. Everything about you has a gift. And all of these combined are the gift of life and the gift of being here. So right away, we connect to the miracle of being here, of being alive, and the potentials of all of that. So let's look at this area that you identified that is a place you're feeling stuck or fearful or scared or anxiety, whatever it may be. And let's look at how you physically, in that situation, you physically are a gift in that situation. Now, I said I would use the example of career, and I'm going to specifically focus on those of you who are in a career, in an office environment, in, I'm even going to say a corporate environment, because I know how trying that can be when you are doing your spiritual work and you're expanding into more of your own energy, and then you can experience a lot of pushback in a corporate environment. So that's the example I'm going to use. And I want you to see it as, there you are, lovely, awesome you, at your desk. And I want you to do a visual zoom out where you visualize yourself. And again, take any example that's coming to mind, wherever you might be, whether it's in a relationship, if it's money situation, put yourself in a bank. If it's something in your home life, see yourself sitting in your living room. Wherever it is in your world, imagine yourself there. Now zoom out, like a Google Zoom. And you zoom out, and don't worry about the ceilings and the roofs. However far you zoom out, I still want you to see yourself there. And as you zoom out, you zoom up away from the building, the block, the city, and see yourself now from the zoomed out perspective as a very, very bright light. Any color. Take your pick, any pick of a color. What do you see yourself as in that setting? Because it's important to understand how your energy is a gift to any environment, any situation, and to feel gratitude for yourself for being right there. So look at the color of you. Now zoom back in. Maybe it's a fast zoom where you see yourself. And I'm going to pick a bright white light for this example. And you zoom in and you see yourself as this bright white light. Now be honest with yourself. Are you feeling any gratitude for the energy that you're in? Are you recognizing the growth in the situation, the potentials, the bigger perspective? Because when we get locked into something or we're really, you know, head down, focused, we don't always see all that. But there you are in this environment, in your light, in your physical body, and it's time to connect to your power in this situation, and it's time to also connect to how this situation is making you a better person, how it's strengthening you, how it's providing you with more insights around yourself, your energy, your needs. We're looking at this situation from a perspective of immense gratitude, where you can see that it's actually divine and there is perfection here. Even if it doesn't feel that way, you haven't seen it before, there is perfection in this situation now. And if you can open up to that, willingly open up to that, it's going to help connect you with more of your power. Sometimes in life, we get stronger because situations make us feel weak. We become more powerful because we feel that we are powerless. We experience oppositional forces that require something of us, that require us to look at something from a different perspective, to examine it from a new viewpoint, and to see it in a new light. And that is what I want to offer you with consciousness and love right now. Whatever situation you're in, if you can say a quiet thank you to yourself and to your soul for what you are learning, healing, growing, strengthening, developing. Saying a quiet thank you changes the energy. Because no more are you struggling against it as much. You are now claiming it. You're now saying and recognizing the blessings. You're recognizing that there are gifts in the situation. Even if you can't see them right now or right away, there is something perfect and divine happening. Simply stating, thank you for situation and all that I am learning, growing, healing, developing, changes the energy in such a way that it creates greater peace within. Because you as a soul, you as a person are powerful. We are not in situations by accident. You're not in this situation because you have nothing better to do. You're not in this situation because it's a fluke and a mistake and, oh, shoot, I made a wrong decision. It doesn't work that way. Everything is always in divine order, and there is a reason why we are in certain situations. And it's always for our best and highest good. Now, it doesn't always feel that way. And as I'm saying this and hearing from some of you listening how you're really struggling with something emotional around this, it's important to feel those emotions. It's important to be honest with yourself and to get that out. So I am not negating that. You need to do that in terms of allowing your true feelings to be heard and expressed and whatever that is for you. But after that, you want to get to the place of gratitude, which is your soul's energy and your soul's purpose in this situation. It's where you can say, thank you for this learning. Thank you for the blessings seen and unseen. Thank you for the gift of understanding this from a higher perspective. Thank you. This type of gratitude is a huge energy. It's big. And it's interesting because gratitude is a commitment. You're committing to an energy of peace, blessings, and your own power, regardless of what's happening outside of you. But you're calling in and strengthening that energy even more. You can do this at any time, in any area of your life. And when you need calm during the storm, or when your fears get going, or when the anxiety comes in, all you need to do is put your hand on your heart and start there. You start with thanking your heart for beating. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for my intelligence. Thank you for my skills. Thank you for my gifts. And you keep going with that list. And you can do that in a matter of anywhere, anytime. When you activate that type of gratitude, it will change around your own energy, which is all you have control over. You don't have power over others' free will. You don't have control over others' decisions and words and what they're choosing and what they're doing. And yes, 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 we all know that. Yes, Molly, I know that. But at the same time, we need reminders, because when the ego mind gets going, the ego mind has every solution, has every perfect sentence, has every even retaliation or power play. You know, it goes and goes. But this is working with your innate energy, your most powerful energy, and that is your soul's energy. And I've always had this image, I'm going to share it with you, of your... like it's like a little S is in Sam, S is in soul, residing in your heart. And it's like seeing your heart with the engraved on it, because it's your soul's energy right there within. Soul's energy is bigger, but that's how I choose to feel it physically. Whenever you need that extra dose or that grounding connection, hand on the heart, and you tap into the calm and peace of your soul. Now let's get back to the scenario that's on your mind the most that you wish to find gratitude in. And you know what? There's nothing to find. You just say thank you. Thank you for this experience. Thank you for gratitude. Thank you for this breath. You might be in a situation where you can't find any gratitude. You can be in an office or in a living situation or somewhere in your life, and you're looking around and you just have those days where you think, I don't know what I even want to be grateful for in this scenario. And you don't have to find it. You just have to say, thank you. Thank you for being alive. Start with the essentials. Thank you for this air. Thank you for water. I mean, where do you go where you can just be in your natural state? This is powerful because it also helps redirect your mind. When you start thinking about gratitude, blessings, prayers, peace, your mind goes in that direction and meets you there and follows you there. So you could be buzzing about office gossip or really worried about finances or doing something, and you don't want to continue down that path. You can instantly start with the thank yous, and thank you, and thank you. I recommend deep breaths, deep inhales and deep exhales to move the energy through. And after you've done this, you have the potential and the ability, if you choose, to further raise your consciousness and see how you as a soul chose an experience that makes you stronger, that makes you connect with your needs, that gives you insights. Think of it as what information is this scenario providing that I wouldn't know otherwise? And that is another blessing. Another blessing of this situation is that you're able to see how there are amazing gifts, and you can ask God, the universe, your spiritual team, your angels, your guides, to tell you or show you what those gifts are. And this is important too, because the listening and the trusting yourself happens this way. It's not something that other people can do for you. You have to do it yourself. Strengthen those listening muscles, strengthen that intuition, strengthen knowing your own answers. And gratitude opens you up to that. Because again, gratitude is the energy of peace, of your soul, of your power. And opening up to all of these energies allows you to trust yourself more and to just get to that calm place that is, in fact, our natural state. We're not born busy. We're not born needing to do all the social marketing and having to fit in all these events on a calendar. I mean, that's life, but that's not how we're born. And so it's returning to this place of peace that is a birthright. But as our lives get going and things speed up and more happens, you know, we become committed and we're responsible and there's duties and obligations and, you know, life. There's things we have to get done and see through. But you can also make time to choose the peace in there, which you also know, and it's so needed these days. I live in the Seattle area, and we are having some beautiful fall weather right now. And I make sure and go for a walk as often as I can, whether that's once a day or even every other day. I have a huge to-do list. I have a lot going on, but I have to get away from it all and return to my own natural state of peace, of quiet, of calm. I will take my iPod and I'll put in the iPod earbuds, and sometimes I won't even turn on the music, I'll just walk with those earbuds in to get rid of any traffic noises so I can hear myself better. Or if it's really quiet, I won't even put the earbuds in and I'll just be in the quiet as I walk. But I have to make that decision to get out. And when I do, my energy changes and I feel a shift and I focus on gratitude. I'm grateful that I have time in the day to do my projects. I'm grateful that I have such amazing supportive people in my life. I'm thankful for all the amazing clients I meet. I'm thankful for the other professionals and colleagues. I mean, I even go on these walks with gratitude for my business, for my successes, for all of that energy. And I return rejuvenated. If you're in a situation that is a struggle right now that is causing you anxiety and fear, you can have gratitude for the fact that you will figure it out and you'll know what to do. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for showing me the best way to proceed. Thank you for inspiring me to say the perfect words in the next meeting. Thank you for inspiration for this project I'm really stuck on. Thank you for showing me my next career move, the next path, the next professional direction. Whatever you want, put it in a prayer. Put it in a gratitude statement. That will change the energy. It will help you connect to your own inner peace. It will help instantly help reduce any anxiety or fears. I mentioned money. That is a fear, which is a very real fear right now. And I've talked about this astrologically with Saturn and Scorpio right now, bringing up all of our financial fears as a collective around survival, how we invest, how we use our resources, what resources we use with others, what we rely on from others. It's a big energy right now. And at the same time, do you have running water? Do you have food in the fridge? Do you have electricity? Are your basic needs being met? Every day, do you ultimately have what you need? Bless that. Bless every area of your life, because that is also how you start to generate more of the same. So if you're worried about your bank account balance, this is an unlimited universe. There is huge abundance on the planet. There's so much wealth and prosperity and riches. There is more than enough of everything for everyone. There is no lack at all. Your mindset might be in lack, in fear, in what you do not have. That is where you change the energy, because that's not real. So there's also information in that perspective around you, around where you're recognizing your blessings and where you're, what you're directing energy towards. Now, the money stuff is big because it's survival, it's finances, it can rock the boat in so many areas of life. But look at where you're directing energy. Are you giving energy to the fears, or are you giving energy to the potentials and what you want next? If you're listening to this radio show on the internet, you have electricity, or you're holding a device that costs money, or you have something right now that is connecting you to the World Wide Web, to the internet, to something, right? That is a demonstration of abundance. The internet is abundant and limitless and always on, never shuts off. Everything has unlimited potential. So if you're struggling with the financial area of life right now, You need to change your perspective and change your energy so that you are opening up to the universal flows of abundance and prosperity and wealth and riches and all of that that's everywhere. Now, this isn't just easy work in terms of, oh, you just change your mindset and it's done. I can't say that. It's not that simple. But it comes back to your power and understanding that you are powerful and you can create anything. And so somehow you created a scenario that is can feel like you're powerless with money, or it's the perception, but it's just a perception. And so this awareness brings you to the understanding that it's time to change that around. It's probably a deeper belief system. It could be related to a family energy, an unconscious family pattern. Your responsibility is in looking at that for yourself and then understanding how you also have the power to turn it all around. Send yourself gratitude and blessings for that breakthrough, for that acknowledgement, because you always have your power in every situation. And again, the gratitude will connect you to your power. Gratitude connects you as well to potentials, understanding that there are unlimited potentials for everything. It blows our mind because we can't even see all the potentials. But when you shift the energy and you start, thank you for this lesson, thank you for this understanding about myself, thank you for this growth, thank you for this healing, you change the energy and you then allow something of a higher vibration to come in. But it has to start with you. It has to start with your own blessing, your own prayer, your own demonstration of gratitude for what you're learning. This is powerful stuff. It's really big. I've noticed it many times in my own life. It's why I love sharing this information with you. It's because you only know that when you do it. And so I could tell you all the ways it worked for me, but I really want you to have it work for you. And it requires going for it. Now, something that's interesting that I observed and found is that if you're on the fence about something, you're literally 50-50, you're maybe even 49-51, and you're trying to have gratitude, or you're faking it, or you're just saying the words, but you really don't believe it, or, you know, you're kind of going through the motions, but you're not really in it, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Save yourself the time. Don't try and fake it and pull something off that's not authentic, because it doesn't go. It's not going to happen. This is a form of self-sabotage. It's a form of disbelief. It's a form of skepticism that when it happens, what you're just trying to do is prove that it doesn't work, because there's a part of you that's afraid. Afraid of the change, afraid of the success, afraid that it really won't happen, afraid of believing. So if that is you, and you're really not digging it and you really can't go for it, then don't. Then don't. You know, save your energy, save your time, and go do something else. But it works if you are willing to believe, if you're willing to put your energy into changing something. The reality is that a lot of people are afraid of change. And it can depend on numerous factors, but it's looking at, if you really want something, you can really have it, but you have to want it. And if you're in a situation that feels powerless, I talked with a client last week about this. She was in a situation where she feels really powerless, and she didn't feel like she had the right to say what she wants. I said, but Jan, what do you want? She's like, well, I want this to be better. I'm like, but that's not, but what do you want? What do you really want, Jan? And we had to flesh that out and move it through and identify what she really wants, not just in this situation, but the bigger perspective, the bigger career satisfaction. What do you want? When we identified that, she was able to get on the other side of where she was stuck. And getting on the other side of it allowed her to have more gratitude for where she is now. So when you're stuck and when you're feeling, you know, everything I just described with the fear and anxiety, what do you want? Because that is also, it's like a lifeline. It just gets you to the other side where you can see, okay, I want this and I'm going in this direction. And then you can have gratitude for where you are now and have gratitude for where you're going. But in order to have the highest level of gratitude, you have to see yourself as being powerful and being awesome and knowing that I am experiencing many gifts in this situation, even if I can't see them right now. And oh man, how many times have you been through that, where it's only through hindsight that you say, oh, that's what I was learning, or oh, that's why that person was in my life. And I think that's okay at times, where you say, I'm grateful for right now, even though I don't know what I'm learning, or I don't know what the blessings are, but I'm grateful, and thank you, and thank you for everything I can't even acknowledge right now. And then it could be in a year or a few years where you see it, and then you have even more gratitude for what you were involved in. So essentially, there's just ways to infuse gratitude into every situation, especially the hard ones or the ones that are quite challenging. And when you do that, you change the energy. You really do. You change your own perspective. You bring in greater peace. You connect with your own power. And you are able to identify the value of it. The gratitude energy is so strong right now, here in the States it is, because of our national holiday, Thanksgiving, which is at the end of the month. That Canada had their Thanksgiving the middle of October. Wherever you are, I know there's listeners from New Zealand and Europe and Australia and Asia who listen to this program. Wherever you are, if you were to go onto Facebook right now or Twitter or any other social network, there's probably a lot circulating around gratitude, because that's what November tends to feature. Find some places that are connecting you with gratitude right now. Make the most of it. Make the most of all the energy that's circling around so that you can be actively participating in that energy and identifying what you're grateful for in your life. I see a lot of Facebook posts right now that are gratitude a day, or they're saying, I'm grateful for this right now, I'm grateful for this right now. You know, they're identifying something different. And they get you thinking of new ways to look at our world, our relationships, our lives, our talents, everything. So if you are looking for more gratitude in your life, check that out on social media right now. There's a lot of good information. And also go to my website, consciouscoolchic.com, and type gratitude into the search box. There are some posts that will come up there that I hope you enjoy and identify with. All of these shows I do just as the information comes in. I have no notes. I'm not reading anything. I don't even know everything I'm going to say until the show gets started. That's one of the ways I work with spirit and I trust, is that I know that the information will come through as it's meant to. I'm feeling now that the show is complete, that there's a lot of good information here. Feel free to listen to the show again, because sometimes it's through the second or third time that you hear something new or really sinks in. That is one of the gifts of these MP3 recordings and podcasts, is that people can listen again and again, and it's free, and that's so important these days. We all need to have free quality resources that help us in our daily lives. So I hope this has been that for you. Next week on the show, I am going to have a wonderful guest. It is publisher, author, and healer Lloyd Matthew Thompson. He has a publishing company called Starfield Press, where he publishes metaphysical books. We're going to talk about that in terms of spiritual authors and getting their messages out right now. Lloyd has a few books out, actually quite a few books out. One is called, Galaxy Healer's Guide. I got tongue-tied. The Galaxy Healer's Guide, Lightworker, A Call to Authenticity. He has fiction books out about chakras, each chakra, and more. So check out Starfield Press, and he will be here live next week to talk more about writing and publishing and how it's a great time to be a spiritual author. Thank you for joining me as always. I wish you a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take good care. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life, for life. This is my moment.